It's all a flutter. It's the news according to me. It's Friday. Yeah, it is. It's Friday all day. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Welcome aboard. It's Friday morning, a little bit later than what I wanted to get up this morning. It's 8:08, almost 8:09. Friday, July 22nd, 2022. That's a lot of twos. There's a whole lot of twos going on there. 7/22/2022. That's too early for numbers. Let's just not do numbers anymore in the morning. This is too early. I was up a little later than my bedtime. Let's just put it that way. My normal bedtime of 7:30 p.m. I have to get to bed early because I'm old. I stayed up last night. I was working on a project. I got everything done. Well, I didn't get everything done outside. I was finishing the day. Let's put it that way. Putting things away. All of my projects. Good news is I did find out I don't have to travel right away. I was supposed to leave on Sunday, and now I don't have to leave until Tuesday. Wow, what am I going to do with all that extra time? As I roll my eyes, I'll be in Atlanta for 4 days. Should be an interesting week. I'm not sure what's going on after that. I have no idea. They just don't. This is getting ridiculous. I have no idea what my schedule is going to look like next month. I know I've got a couple days that I requested to, not work. And of course that can always be fixed just by quitting the job. That's the benefit of not needing the job, is you can just walk away. I don't need this. I got my own gig going on. I'll just rent a car and go home. I'll just buy a car and go home for that matter. It's whatever. What was I going to do? I was going to do something. Let me take a sip of my. Oh, what's in my cup? That's what it was. Again, that's the same thing as was yesterday. So if you listened to the show yesterday, see if you can remember what was in my cup. And if you can, type it in the comments below. I don't know if you're listening on a platform that even allows you to type anything on them. But go ahead and type them below there anyway. Whatever you're doing right now, if you're listening to, if you've got a YouTube, just pull up any random channel on YouTube, on Rumble, on whatever it is that you're listening to. In fact, on everything that you ever listen to. For all day long, just pull up whatever it is you listen to or watch. And just type in the comment section of whatever video, whatever random thing you're watching. If there's a place to put a comment, even on a box, even on a receipt from the, from at the diner, go ahead and type in there. Just write down whatever, or just scratch it on the table or on the wall that's next to you. Or get a tattoo. And just put in there what you think is in my cup this morning. See if you can figure that out. Next random person I see walking down the sidewalk with a tattoo with a cup of chai that says it's got vanilla chai and Cinnabon creamer in it, then I'll know you're a listener. I could start a whole new trend. It's going to be a TikTok thing. All right. What is it? TikTok. Whatever it is. Lots of things fluttering around in the news today. The biggest thing to know is that Joe has a rare form of cancer. It's the kind that makes you kind of mumble and talk funny. And apparently it makes you susceptible to COVID. Now, here's the, there's only a few people out there in the world who will never get COVID. There's like a certain type of, it's a blood type and something else. There's like this one rare thing that, these people will never get COVID. And there's more than a couple, but there's a bunch of them out there that have this. So it's like 20% of the population, I think it is, that will never get COVID. Or maybe it's less than that, I guess. It's 12%. I'm sorry, 12% of the population, I think it is, that they're estimating will never get COVID. Now, if you think that Joe is one of those people, you're sadly mistaken. He's not. And here's where I'm going with this. And I was just mentioning this yesterday morning before this big announcement came out that he has COVID. And the, excuse me, the this thought or this idea that somehow Joe has escaped getting COVID until now is asinine. This is a stupid premise to think that he's just now getting it. It goes back to this whole political theater thing. And the reason I bring this up is because over the weekend, there was an extremely good display of the political theater baloney and where the leftists, again, the end justifies the means. The theater is basically the stage of the legacy media. And that's paper, print, whatever you want to call it, any kind of news organization that calls themselves a news organization that's out there. We have AOC and Ilhan Omar and a bunch of other House Democrats who instead of these are people in power who have the right to do legislation. They have a job, in fact, of doing legislation and doing all the stuff. They're out there protesting, getting arrested in protest. Pretending to be in handcuffs as they get carted off for a photo op. And of course, the left all falls for it. Chunk Uger, whatever his name is. He fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. This is the kind of Democrat we need. Look at that. She's out there getting arrested. They got her in handcuffs, hauling her off. Shouldn't she be like in the Capitol building doing legislation, having debate, doing her job? Her job is not to be out there. Then she jumps in her Tesla, drives away. Speaking of which, you know, Teslas are not cheap. And if you remember way back when she first got elected into office, I think she's up for election. Is she up for election this time? I think she is. When she was up for election, when she first ran, she was complaining that she was not getting enough money. She couldn't afford housing in D.C. She couldn't afford it. She couldn't afford housing in D.C. And then she learned how to play the game. She was actually asking for better funding. She was trying to make the case for we have to do something about housing costs and stuff. She can't afford the housing here. Then she learned that's not a problem for those in power in Washington. All of a sudden, you don't hear her complaining about housing costs in D.C. All of a sudden, she's got a Tesla. She doesn't know what a garbage disposal is. She wears all the right fashion, got all the right outfits. Every day is a different outfit, much like Nancy. I don't know that I've ever seen Nancy Pelosi wear the same outfit twice. All during COVID, she had matching designer masks that she would wear. And she made it so that it would look like a scarf when she pulled it down off of her face. every day, every single day. This kind of out of touch bubble that these people live in because they think that they're so much loved. You know what? This is the kind of phony. It's the scripture James talks about a man who looks in the mirror and then walks away and forgets what he looks like. So this is a hit on self-awareness. Being unable to recognize your, and I think Messiah pointed this out very well in the teaching of, you know, first get the plank out of your own eye, get the big lumber log thing out of your own eye before you start to remove the speck in your neighbor's eye. In other words, you know, you're a hypocrite because you're looking at everybody else's problems and not recognizing your own. Now, once you recognize your own, trust me, you'll be able to see the speck in your neighbor's eye really well. I'm not really interested in plucking it out, but at least I know where it is and what it is there. Yeah. Because it looks familiar. I saw it in my own eye. Yeah. And yeah. Still working on getting that thing out. So I'm just going to keep working on that. The inept ability of these people to not understand or recognize that here's what's happening. They get all this power and influence, and they start thinking that they are loved by the American people. You know, if you take away the money, let's just have an election once where you just take away the money. You take away the power, the influence, all the other stuff, and you just run on a platform. You have debates with your opponent. No money involved, no advertising, no marketing, no empty promises, no backroom deals. Let's see who wins, Nancy. She, I don't know if she, if, because, you know, you really don't have as many, what I'm saying is you don't have as many friends as you think you do. You go out there with this phony, fake ability to win elections, and you're only fooling yourself. I don't think you are as much loved by people as you think you are, just because you keep winning the election, even though you know how you win these elections. Though, yeah, let's look at some headlines. The Sky News Australia today is talking about how some of the pundits now are pretty much ready for Joe to go. I would, if nothing changes here in the next, nothing really, really good. Like nothing really good happens here in the next month or so. You're going to see Joe's new approval rating dip below the 30% mark. Pretty sure that's going to happen. And again, Nancy Pelosi with all the vitriol in her heart saying Democrats have no intention of losing the House or the Senate. The January 6th committee, that was supposed to only have six meetings, of course, now they have eight because they're still trying. They thought they could get it done in six. In fact, they thought, I guess they got some new star witness now. And I'd like to listen to this. This just popped up. Mark Dice has a new, it's a 5 minute long audio, and I don't know if. Well, I'd like to be able to listen to it. it's supposed to have some new star witness, but they're bringing out more witnesses, more people. Lots of things going on behind the scenes here. Everybody's mad at Merrick Garland right now. If you don't prosecute him, if you don't bring an indictment, it's so obvious. I think it was it C Cup? What's her name? Cup. There's somebody on CNN or MSNBC who was going on about, it's so obvious now. It's so obvious this guy needs to be indicted. That he was blah, 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 blah. I mean, can you imagine if he becomes the candidate? I mean, their heads are still exploding from this whole thing. In their minds, they have created this monster of a person. And they still are like freaking out that this guy might come back. And they talk about democracy. Here's what gets me the most. Well, if the Republicans win, we lose our democracy. Wait a minute. How are they elected? How do they get back into power, Nancy? Oh, that's right, through a democratic process. In other words, our democracy is how these people get elected, not through mules, drop boxes, mail-in ballots, changing the rules illegally. Well, because they have to stay in power, or they lose you lose your democracy, the little government you want to have, your little crony capitalism, and all the other things that you do behind the scenes, all of your stock trade deals and everything else that you make your money on. That's the democracy you're talking about. You're not talking about the people actually deciding anything, who their representatives will be to represent their individual rights, not their mob rule rights. It's the kind of country they want. This collectivism, which becomes fascist in its own nature. Yesterday, I was listening to Jimmy Dore, a little program that Jimmy Dore put on. It was something to do with I think he was making fun of the whole Capitol riot thing, or the Capitol, the January, the thing that happened over the weekend with Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar, the whole fake thing with the handcuffs. And he kept saying the Democratic Party. So I put in the comments, I said, you know, I don't like to use the word democratic because there's nothing democratic about these people. They're the fascists and the dictators. They tell you what words you can and can't use, how you're supposed to drive your car, when you're supposed to drive your car or run your air conditioner, where you're going to go to school, who gets in line in front of you. It's all these things come from the left. It's you know, the people who get the rights are the people they say get the rights. It's special rights, not individual equal rights. That's what we send representatives to Congress to protect. When they swear that oath, that's the oath that they're swearing to protect, is the Constitution. When they say the Constitution, like Nancy said, Constitution, protect the country, the democracy, our country's at risk. Now, when people start using words like that, our country's at risk. Here's what's scary. Now, our country is at risk. Now, hear me out on this. Because the people who are using that term are saying if they're not in office, the country's at risk. For this is why they say it's a risk. Because they're not in power. That's all it has anything to do with. That means the country is at risk. If these people get into power, the country is at risk. Or stay in power, the country is at risk. Because all they care about is their power. All the meanwhile, they're saying the country is at risk if they don't stay in power because they're not in power. So let's define what this means. In what way is our country at risk if the Democrats aren't in power? If the people choose to throw you out of office, all of a sudden the country's lost because we're lost without you. No, you see, we just want somebody who's not going to take us down this road anymore. This fake idea of having somehow rights because you send us a check every month. There's an interesting comment made by, I think it was Kash Patel on Gutfeld last night. He said that this program to fund police, you know, they were talking about defunding police all this time. All of a sudden, until now it's election year, they're going to talk about, we got to give $100 billion. I think is it $100 billion of grants? We've got funding for $100 billion. Let's see if I can find it here. Federal bill. Fund police. Let's see what this says here. Federal bill to fund police. January 9th, 2020, probably the most well-known of all such initiatives is the Community-Oriented Policing Services Program established as part of the 1994 crime bill. Two federal programs helped expand police funding by over 200%. I can't find the dollar amount. $300 million. The plan also directs $2.1 billion. Here it is. Congress approves $2.1 billion capital security. That's capital security. Capital security. $2.1 billion for – that's more – jeez. That's, that's more than some small countries have for their whole military. Jeez. And they can't – they didn't see it coming on January 6th, apparently. This is one of the things that was really interesting. Last night, Robert Gavea had a fellow on who's a – not a Trump supporter, but he was very, very fair. He used to be a prosecutor and a guy on – he was in law enforcement himself. Really good conversation between the two of them. They had a discussion on law and legal stuff, and he doesn't like Trump, but he doesn't agree with this January 6th thing is bogus, he said. I mean, they were talking about the Steve Bannon trial mostly, and he said, you know, Bannon's probably going to get convicted, even though he shouldn't be. He said this is nothing but a political hack job. This is a paper crime. It's a process crime. It's something that would normally not even get a jury trial. But because he's a political opponent, political enemy, they have to try to prosecute him. And most of the country thinks that he's on trial for what happened on January 6th. That's not what the trial's about. The trial is about not responding in time to a subpoena to the January 6th committee. Now, here's the problem. He could go up there and say, well, the January 6th committee is bogus and it's illegal because they didn't follow the rules. They need 13 people. They have 9, 5 of whom are supposed to be Republicans. They have 2. They're supposed to be picked by the minority chair. The majority chair picked them. The Speaker of the House chose them. Same person who put the committee together and picked everybody on it. And they went in with a presupposed narrative. This whole committee was founded on the idea that we're going after Trump to indict him, to slam him and to smear him so he won't run for president again. We've got to get an indictment that'll secure the deal. He'll never be able to run for president again. These guys were discussing this whole thing. You can't do that. You can't walk into this trial because this trial is actually a part of the justice system. Here's where there's a little slip in the crack here between the legislature and the judicial. When the legislature steps in and starts to act like they are judge and jury here, but the problem is, the justice system, the Department of Justice, is responsible to carry out the prosecution of the House. Now you have this really bad mix in a loss of checks and balances here. Because the problem is, you can't make that argument to the judge because all they're going to say is, we don't make the rules for the House. All we do is enforce the law that was broken. I really would like to see some lawyer go into the whole thing on based on what this law is based on. There's all kinds of sub-chapter law, regulation stuff that you can go down into. In fact, if you really start digging down, you will not find an income tax in the law. It is actually based on, unless you derive income from the sales, manufacturing, or distribution of alcohol, tobacco, or firearms. Because all of our income tax is based under that statute. And when you start digging down into it and say, there have been people in history that have gone to the IRS. Now, the problem is it puts a target on your back. They've gone to the IRS and they've gone through this whole process with the IRS agent and said, tell me exactly what tax am I supposed to pay? I don't sell, manufacture, or distribute alcohol, tobacco, or firearms. And everything under that heading is where you'll find everything for the income tax. Go ahead and give that a try. I did it for a few years. But it puts a target on your back. And it literally is not worth it because they'll come after you with everything they've got on everything else. I was betrayed by some people I thought were my friends, even in the process of all that whole thing. So just be aware that sometimes there are laws out there that are based on bad foundation stuff is bad. And I would like to question whether or not they're even allowed to do what they're doing in this case. And with regard to, but anyway, I digress. The discussion was really good because what they discussed was how, you know, here Bannon now is trying to argue that he would like to argue. I don't think their lawyers didn't even bring it up because it's not worth bringing up because he knows that the judge is just going to say we don't make the rules over there. We can't enforce anything. We can't say that it's an invalid subpoena because the subpoena was valid. What they're saying is that you didn't respond to the subpoena properly. I guess one of the biggest things in the case was that Bannon was given the impression he had more time because somebody on the committee said, you have more time. But what was on paper was that he had to respond by a certain date. And on the advice of counsel, he did not respond by that day. Therefore, they haul him off. Now, very, very few people have ever gone to jail for such a crime. In fact, I think Bannon will probably be the second or third person if he does get prison time. Everybody thinks that Martha Stewart was put in jail for insider trading. She was not. She was not put in jail for insider trading. She was put in jail for lying to the FBI. That was what she was convicted of. She was never convicted of insider trading. They just needed the perp walk. I don't know why they were after her. I don't know what else was going on behind the scenes. But obviously, there was something else going on behind the scenes. So this is another one of those deals where most of the country thinks that he's on trial right now. If they pay attention at all, they're not really into the weeds on this stuff, of course. And I hate to get too far into it, but I think it needs to be clarified. He's not. This has nothing to do with January 6th. This has everything to do with a subpoena that was issued by the January 6th Commission. So, and which of course is not valid, but who's going to enforce that? They break their own rules, and who cares? It would seem as if there needs to be some kind of oversight accountability for Congress, because there is none, and there's an oversight committee, but it's an oversight itself. When you've got the same people running it as you've got telling them who's you've got Adam Schiff, who shouldn't even be able allowed to come anywhere close to the Capitol Hill building, let alone be on the security. I think he's head of the Security Council. What in the world? This guy thinks he's. I've known people like Adam Schiff in my life. There have been a few, even when I was a kid, I can still remember growing up with. I had people like him in school. I knew who they were. There have been people throughout my life, my adult life in the last 40 some years, that I've had to interact with and had, you know, to deal with. I know exactly how these people are. These are people who think that their poop does not stink. That's the best way I know to put it. They think that they do everything right. And they are there to save humanity. And they are more important than you. They think that they're the smartest person in the room when they walk in. And you should believe everything that they say. They should be treated like some kind of high and mighty. Anyway. Yeah. I don't have much tolerance for that, typically. It's probably a flaw that I have, not being able to tolerate people who are pompous somethings. I don't know. The View had an interesting thing on, was it yesterday? Brandon Tatum had a little blurb about The View and something that they said. They were on there going how this kid, they were attacking the 22-year-old who shot the gunman who was indiscriminately killing people in an Indianapolis mall. They went after this guy. Well, he broke the law because there was a sign on the mall that said it was a no-gun zone. It was a gun-free zone. No guns allowed. And he was carrying a gun. He was breaking the law. Oh, was the mass shooter breaking the law by bringing a rifle in there? One guy made a really good point. He said, the reason I need my AR-15 is because who's going to stop the guy with the AR-15? It's in there shooting up the mall. I mean, I'm not going to carry an AR-15 around the mall. Well, you can if you want. But here we are. They're telling us that this kid's a criminal now. Well, if you're the kind of person who, you know, is you know, if you're the good guy with the gun, then the good guy with the gun should be one who wants to see licensing and see restrictions on AR-15s and blah, 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 and on and on and on. I'm like, this was what Joey Behar was saying, that the good guy should be the one who's all for having licenses and training. No, actually, no. I'm all for training. Don't get me wrong. If you're going to carry a gun around, get some training. But you know what? You shouldn't be required to get that training. There should be no restriction, no infringement whatsoever. You know why? Here's the reason why, folks. One, just on a common sense basis here. If you have been the victim of abuse by someone in your life, and that person is calling and making threats to you, and let's say you go through a 6-week program getting trained, because that's what your state requires. Before you can carry a gun or before you can buy a gun, you have to go through this 6-week training program. We're not saying you can't have a gun. You're just saying you have to be trained before you have it. You got 6 weeks. But you have to hope that this person doesn't come into your house and try to kill you before you can get your gun to protect yourself with. You see where I'm going with this? Is the state going to take responsibility for your death because they didn't give you the right to carry in the meantime? I doubt it. And at that point, what difference does it make? You're already dead. It's kind of like the person on the 911 operator says, just try to hide and I'll stay on the line with you until someone arrives. Thank you. I'll just throw the phone out at them. If they come in, I'll just have you talk to them then. You can talk them down. You can talk to them and tell them that just to wait. Don't shoot anybody until the police get there. Then you can shoot the place up, I guess. I don't know. What? Well, let me know when the police are 5 minutes out, because that'll give me time to get away. That'd be great. I've talked to people on the left and right about this kind of thing, and most of my friends on the left totally agree. These are people who used to say, well, if a person's just coming into my house to steal a TV, I'm not going to shoot them. And I made the point many years ago to them. How do you know that's all they're there to do? Are they wearing a certain permit that only permits them to steal your TV? And if all they want is your TV, why don't they just knock on the door and say, hey, do you have some money so I can buy a TV? Can I have your TV? You know, if somebody just needs a TV, really, I mean, just if that's what they're after, if it's really a life, life changing deal for them, I might be willing to buy them a TV or find somebody who can, give them a TV who's got something that they can spare. I have the feeling the TV is not what they're after. What they're after is the money that they're going to pawn off that TV to get so they can buy other things with it. They're not going to steal a TV and then go home and watch it. That's not what they're going to do. And who knows whether they're just to steal a TV to begin with. That's the real problem here. Because the next step could be, well, I was just there to steal the TV and then he shot me. Well, no. You were there to rape, kill, plummet, whatever you were there to do. Plummet, that's not the word I was looking for. Plunder was the word I was looking for there. See how my brain didn't work quite right there. But time for more chai. That clears things right up. All right, we have next on the show, we have a word from our sponsor. So I want to get right back to that. And after that, we will talk about, what are we going to talk about after that? Not sure what we're going to talk about. But in the meantime, let's hear this little word, quick word from our sponsor. Yeah, that's about all I got. We have Cricket sponsoring us this morning. They're doing a great job. I didn't realize they were so industrious. Send me a big fat check. So I have to walk the dogs this morning. My wife, she's working from home today, which is always a little bit tricky, because I have to look busy when she's home. So I have to make myself look busy. That's hard for me to do. I try to practice occasionally to try to look busy, but I'm too lazy to even practice looking busy. I've got this big meeting we got to do tonight. Good news is tomorrow night we get to see Chris Tomlin. He's going to be at a fairgrounds. It's about an hour away, I think. So we're going to go over there. Probably going to go out for breakfast, get the tires rotated on the car while we're doing that. There's a little place I take the tires to get the tires rotated, and then there's a little breakfast place there. And then we're going to go over to see the this new little kennel that's in town. We're going to check it out for our dogs. We'd possibly put them there when we're gone on our trips. Sometimes we like to have a place to put the dogs, and we might try to do that. Then we're going to probably... After that, we're going to head out to the fairgrounds, not our county fairgrounds, but this county, a couple counties over, see Chris Tomlin. If you haven't had a chance to see who Chris Tomlin is, you've probably heard of him. Here's a guy, this is one of those people that I just have immense respect for, and I'm surprised I've been involved in a lot of worship stuff, and musical stuff. And I'm surprised at some of the worship leaders I've known who don't respect this guy. I don't get that. Now, these are people who I guess think that they're better or they're doing a better job than he is, or why, I don't know. I didn't know there was some kind of comparison that we're supposed to be doing. The one major thing about somebody like I don't know much about his personal life and whether he's made the news or whatever, what all is going on. What I do know, I don't know how his life is going to end up. I'm not sure what's going to happen with his life from here on. But this kid, since he's been in his teens, has been leading worship. I've heard his whole story, and or at least from his side of the story, how he got hooked up with Louis Giglio and all the other stuff that happened, and the Passion series stuff that he did, all the just everything that he one day, all that stuff that he did back in the day. Throughout this whole thing, there has never been a scandal. At least nothing that I know of that's happened in his life that's been like major scandal of any kind. Not even a minor scandal that I know of. Now, that's really unusual for somebody, especially who's been all over the world and has done so much in terms of music writing and the style that he has and the popularity that he has. It is so easy for people to fall into this trap of some kind of just a deceptive thing that happens. I don't get into any details. Plenty of Christian music artists have found themselves in very bad situations. And he's managed to persevere through this whole thing. My hat is off to this guy. And a lot of his music has had a huge, tremendous impact on the Christian community. So at this point, I don't really understand some of the comments I hear coming from some worship leaders about this guy. And, his music's not very deep. It's just power chords. And really, have you listened to some of his stuff? I apparently haven't listened to like all of his albums. And maybe I'm just too simple of a brain. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not looking for necessarily anything complicated. I just want something that's, that means something, goes somewhere. And we get to go see him tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to that. It's gonna be a good weekend, and then I get Sunday and Monday at home, which is unusual. So I might get to go to the boat, or I might get to go to our county fair, which is the largest county fair the largest 4-H county fair in the country. I think it's one of the largest county fairs in the world. I believe second or third largest fair, something like that. And of course, there's not going to be COVID restrictions. I think they did have a fair last year, if I remember right, but everybody, of course, was wearing masks and stuff. And a lot of people were, and some people weren't, I guess. I can't remember. The last 2 years have just been a blur for me. Getting back to politics. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this whole COVID thing with Biden. I'm sure he's going to be fine. He's fully vaccinated after all. You know, he wears his mask all the time, even when he's outside by himself, not wandering around the field, eating grass. It seems like the media has kind of turned on him a little bit, and even the late night talk show hosts have kind of turned on him a little bit. His popularity has really gone downhill, and of course the Democrats have very few people to put up in his place. Now think about who's coming up behind him. If they get rid of him, a year and a half into his presidency, they make it sound like he's been there forever. Well, yeah, he's been in politics all of his life. Never really worked an actual job anywhere, other than, you know, as a lifeguard when he'd sit in the pool and hair would come up on his legs and his kids would rub his hair, watch the hair go back up again. And he loves the kids sitting on his lap. This guy's creepy. I don't know any other. I don't know. The guy's just weird. He was caught again the other day sniffing some kid's head. What's wrong with him? That's not normal behavior. Oh, I'm just really touchy-feely. Oh, no. No. There's something wrong here. Anyway, I digress. It's going to be a great weekend, folks. Wherever you are in the world, I haven't gone through the stats on our world map here. Let me take a look at this. I just jumped down here, jumped in my booth here, my booth here at the house, and I didn't even bother. I had a lot of people listen to my little blurb yesterday about Joe breaking out in hives. Let's look here. We got the geographic stats. Now still got Nigeria in there. Nigeria, Tanzania. Oh, we actually have New Zealand now, finally. Welcome aboard, New Zealand. We finally have some listeners in New Zealand. That's amazing. Brazil, Peru, Chile, Venezuela, Colombia, Canada, of course, Russia. You got some in Russia. All over Europe. That's good to know. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend. Maybe I'll have another show tonight or tomorrow. Who knows when. Take care. Shalom.